Part 4. This part consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which people talk about environmental initiatives in the workplace. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the person who is speaking. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what view each speaker is expressing. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I don't think offices are environmentally friendly places at all. All that stuff that gets thrown away. People just can't be bothered to recycle paper, and they leave equipment on, wasting electricity. Our organisation sends leaflets out all the time to try and raise awareness among employees in various companies. But, well, the average worker thinks it's up to the bosses to do something. They just don't realise they could make a significant difference just by turning off computer monitors and electrical equipment at the end of the day.
Speaker 2.
Fortunately, these days more people are conscious of a company's environmental image when buying products and services, which is a big change when you remember the situation 10 or 15 years ago. I think it's the hard economics of the marketplace that's making companies do something for the environment. And I've got a new generation of university students looking to me to find them an employer whose environmental concerns are similar to their own. So recruitment is harder for companies without a good attitude towards the environment.
Speaker 3.
I think we should feel more encouraged about the environment these days. After all, there are some positive signs. For instance, the insurance company I work for no longer uses energy derived from the burning of fossil fuels. It uses clean, green sources instead, solar energy and wind energy. We now drive company cars that run on gas fuel, so they don't burden the atmosphere with so many dangerous emissions. And considering how many of us travel all over the country every day to sell insurance, this does make a difference.
Speaker 4.
One thing about environmental awareness, everyone agrees it's a good idea to encourage it, so companies benefit from a kind of association of ideas. But a business has to put real effort into making environmental initiatives work. It's no good simply introducing new regulations in the workplace. Here at head office, we show our employees exactly how much energy can be saved by adopting particular practices.
Speaker 5.
Communication is definitely the key, because both staff and customers can easily think that environmental schemes are there simply to save money or as an advertising gimmick. Obviously, the fact that we publicise the initiatives taken by the company to support the environment enhances sales, so I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. After all, advertising is what my job's all about. But we also show our staff that we are sincere by giving them incentives to follow our environmental initiatives at work. I think that's also important.
Now you will hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
I don't think offices are environmentally friendly places at all. All that stuff that gets thrown away. People just can't bother to recycle paper, and they leave equipment on, wasting electricity. Our organisation sends leaflets out all the time to try and raise awareness among employees in various companies. But, well, the average worker thinks it's up to the bosses to do something. They just don't realise they could make a significant difference just by turning off computer monitors and electrical equipment at the end of the day.
Speaker 2.
Fortunately, these days more people are conscious of a company's environmental image when buying products and services, which is a bit of a change when you remember the situation 10 or 15 years ago. I think it's the hard economics of the marketplace that's making companies do something for the environment. And I've got a new generation of university students looking to me to find them an employer whose environmental concerns are similar to their own. So recruitment is harder for companies without a good attitude towards the environment.
Speaker 3.
I think we should feel more encouraged about the environment these days. After all, there are some positive signs. For instance, insurance company work no longer uses energy from the burning of fossil fuels. It used clean, green sources instead, solar energy and wind energy. We now drive company cars that run on gas fuel, so they don't burden the atmosphere with so dangerous emissions. And considering how many travel all over the country every day to sell insurance, this does make a difference.
Speaker 4.
One thing about environmental awareness, everyone agrees it's a good idea to encourage it, so companies benefit from a kind of association of ideas. But a business has to put real effort into making environmental initiatives work. It's no good simply introducing new regulations in the workplace. Here at head office, we show our employees exactly how energy can be saved by adopting particular practices.
Speaker 5.
Communication is definitely the key, because both staff and customers can easily think that environmental schemes are seriously to save money or as an advertising gimmick. Obviously, the fact that we publicise initiatives taken by the company to support the environment enhances sales, so I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. After all, advertising is what my job's all about. But we all show our staff that we are sincere by buying them and incentive to follow our environmental initiative work. I think it's also important.
That's the end of part 4.